Welcome to the Full of Money Radio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:05 Irish Summer Time. Today is May 31st. Before I say another word, I apologise for the quality of the audio. I'm having serious gremlins in here today. I've had to revert to using a different microphone because the one that I normally use has got this remarkable humming sound. This is my, I think, maybe fifth or sixth time trying to record and trying to eliminate this, and I'm afraid my IT people have been absolutely no help whatsoever. So I do apologize. But looking at the markets, this has been really quite a positive day for the vast majority of markets in Asia and across Europe, primarily because you had such a good, strong close in the US yesterday. This fed right through to Europe and over to Asia this morning and to Europe. What we've seen is that the A shares sold off early this morning, but they recouped a lot of their loss and actually closed well up on the day. So not the kind of panic stations that that we may have anticipated. Looking at Asia, Korea had a very positive day, up over 2%, and you'll see I have quite an extensive piece in on Korea and count of the day today. The Nikkei was up 1.63%, 287 points, and looking at the topics, that seems to be breaking upwards out of that trading range we've had over the last 4 months. It really does need to maintain it, though. We've been at this area before, and it has failed to maintain it, so provided it maintains it, that we think we can give the benefit of the doubt the upside there. The Hang Seng was up 340 points, that's up 1.68%, and Australia up 70 points, just over 1%. And in Europe, the DAX, I think, is probably one of the leading market in Europe at the moment, up 1.52%, 118 points, breaking up out of that small little trading range. This does look like a staircase sequence of uptrend. So little consolidations, breaks upwards, consolidates once more, and remains quite consistent. That does lend some credence to the belief that we're seeing something similar to that in the US. The US, the Dow is down 5 at the moment, the S&P is up 0.33 of 1 point, and the Nasdaq is up 11. So relatively unchanged today, but very strong day yesterday. So the global bull market for equities is still very much to the fore, and we can give the upside the benefit of the doubt. There hasn't been anything to really scare markets just yet. Oil came off quite heavily a couple of days ago. It's been pretty steady in here today. I think it was up 70 cents the last time I looked. So a bit of steadying in the oil market. And gasoline has quite a large tail today. It has been as low as 219.15. So it was in danger of taking out the progression of higher lows, but didn't do that. It's actually closed up at 225, that's down 213 on the day. So while gasoline has lost momentum, it still has that progression of higher lows, and it may be a little bit too early to write it off just yet. Today has been really quite a good day for the precious metals. Silver up 25 points, so that's at 1347, breaking upwards from that consolidation around the $13 level. Gold up 780 at 661. Again, that one found support around 650. The low of the day today was at 652.60, and I think we can give gold the benefit of the doubt, so long as it holds above the 650 level that had been around a phobic sort of area, and this is really quite good action. Similar story for platinum, up $21 here today, that's at 1285.80. So again, you look at silver, gold, or platinum, you have this sort of consolidation where it's starting to break upwards, and that's really quite positive, particularly in view of the fact that over the last 4 years, the precious metals have always been best bought following corrections. So those are looking quite positive. Feeding that has been the fact that the dollar has been marginally weaker in here today. The euro is up 27 points at 134.57, the pound at 198.01, the yen relatively unchanged at 121.69, although I think the yen is probably running into a little bit of slack up here at these levels. Now, looking at the Treasury markets, you've got the 30-year down just 3 ticks, the 10 years down 4, gilts down a little bit, 11 ticks at 105.52, and the Eurobonds down 21 ticks at 112.06. The important one, though, are the JGBs. They do appear to be breaking down from that sort of four-month range. And when you look at that monthly chart, I think I posted it in the comment of the day today, you'll see that that is really quite a long-term top. This market has been losing momentum for a long time. And it does appear, I mean, I think this is a really quite important breakdown. And JGBs would have to rally right back up into that range in short order to offset scope for really perhaps quite significant downside. When particularly you look at those money market rates and look at the really long-term charts, this is probably one of the biggest bases in the world. And we do know that interest rates are going to rise sooner or later. And the bull market for bond prices in Japan, I think, is definitely over. We are going to see yields rise there. And eventually that market will reach normality, and JGBs are ridiculously priced at the moment, because there really is rather a lot of them around. Now, looking at some of the other markets, copper up 9.20 here today, so 339.55. And that's another important breakout, very similar chart pattern to the precious metals. I remember, I think it was for much of last year, you had gold and copper trading in tandem. Now, that relationship broke down quite significantly, but they look pretty similar to me right now. And this good positive action in copper, provided it, of course, it maintains it, does sort of set it up for breaking upwards out of this consolidation we've seen around between the sort of 320 and 340 area. Lead up again today, but off the highs. That continues to be really, I think, probably the strongest of the industrial metals. Nickel continues to consolidate around this $50,000 level. It's at 46,000 even right now, so that's down 650 points on the day. But that hasn't broken the progression of higher lows, although this really is starting to turn into a longer consolidation. Not at all surprising that it has encountered some resistance around the $50,000 level. I mean, that really is a very big psychological level. So, looking then at some of the soft commodities, corn up 8, so 390.25 right now, but had been as high as 395.75 and coming up towards that sort of big round $4 level. So, that's one to keep an eye on. Soybeans maintaining the break above $8. It's at 806.25, down just 2 on the day. And then coffee, I'm looking at the Arabica contract, is at 111.90, so pretty steady in here today, and cocoa up 5, so really quite steady as well. But the main story really was the precious metals and the strength in the equity markets across Europe. And that's pretty much it for me, but I apologize again for the quality of the audio. And I think the answer is going to have to be that I get I replace the internal sound card, because I've tried a number of microphones and different pieces of software to record, and I get this remarkably bad humming, which unfortunately is actually worse than the quality of the audio I'm recording with right now. But thank you very much for your patience and your time, and I hope you have a very good evening.